Allen motions out of the backfield. McCord looks left. It's intercepted. Touchdown. Pitt.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Pitt's good. 7-0.
Yeah, top 20. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. If you've played the video game college football, the new one,
yeah,
you have had a night like Kyle McCord had last night, which is you throw five picks and three get returned for touchdowns. That is what that video game is like.
Yeah.
Everybody catches everything and they always run it back on you. It's actually wild.
Except for the one guy I needed to catch something on fourth down when I was playing you the other day.
Yeah. Happens.
Wide open drop. The ACC, by the way, there's like five teams that are either undefeated or maybe only have one loss. Miami, Clemson, Pitt, all undefeated. SMU and Duke have one loss. ACC.
Time for improving the game plan. We owe you that. Improving the game plan brought to you by Bath Fitter. Improve your bath in one day with Bath Fitter. It just fits. So, all right, looking at some tendencies for the Bills. This is a game where they might want to lean into the run, right? Which, shocker, that's what they do every game. They lean into the run quite a bit, and then they start throwing it, and they do better. You know, the Bills running the football, they're not a bad team running it, but they are very committed to it. And we could form a couple of different ideas as to why. But first, here's some stats. Sal had some of the stats there on the Seahawks defense and what they do against the run. Yards per carry against Seattle. It's one of the worst. It's right there with the Bills, who are bad here, too. Yeah. Both teams give up 5 yards per carry on the ground. There are only five teams that do that. 20-plus yard runs. There are five teams that have given up 9 20-yard runs or more. Seattle's one of them. The Bills have given up 8. 40-yard runs. Seattle's given up a couple. 2. Same as the Bills, who have given up 2. So the Bills are running it against basically as bad as you feel about the Bills' run defense. If you're someone that doesn't like the Bills' run defense, that's who they're running against this week, is that team. So, you know, will they lean into James Cook? Quite possibly. I have the Bills' stats and their pass frequency over expected in every down and distance that we kind of have. You know, 3rd and 12, you don't do this for, but 1st and 10, 2nd and 1 or 2, 2nd and medium, 2nd and 8, 3rd and 1 and 2, 3rd and 3, all this. And the Bills run the ball over expectation in almost every single situation. They run the ball more than expectation for all plays, for 1st and 10, for 2nd and short, for 2nd and medium.
Yeah.
3rd and 1.
That's not good.
It's a lot of running. It's a lot of a commitment to a run game. And they've done it with some success, right? They ran it well against the Jets. They did not run so well against the Titans. They ran it not so well against, who else was like, Arizona?
They really only ran it great against Miami.
Ran it great against Miami?
They ran it great against Miami.
Because James Cook got loose for a run. Is that his only run of more than 10 yards this year?
Just look that up. So explosive runs. Well, let's just go 15-plus yards. 15-plus yard runs on the season. More than 15. James Cook has 1.
Okay.
On the year.
Well, there's
Allen has 2. Ray Davis has 2. Ty Johnson has 2. Cook has 1. And so, he has more carries than all of them.
Obviously, a lot of factors in why you would be a run-heavy team with Josh Allen. Let's list them. 1, the head coach wants you to be like that. 2, the offensive coordinator wants you to be like that. 3, you haven't had a lot of faith in your wide receivers until now.
Right.
4, matchup. You're playing a team you think you can run it against. 5, you want to protect Josh Allen, who has taken a couple of pretty serious bumps this year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons the Bills could be this. And I guess, Joe, that's one spot I would want to reserve judgment for. Like, hey, established to run. It's important to run over expectation team. That's what they are. And then when they get to the playoffs, if they just like whip it around the field because they're good for it, I'm going to forgive all that. I'll get to a point where these slow starts or slow halves are an issue in the playoffs if they're so committed to running the football. Because, of course, Josh Allen with the ball in his hands is the best thing you can have on this offense. And hand off to James Cook, I've got one explosive play?
One. The touchdown against Miami that he got loose. I was looking after you listed down, like, hey, these are the possible reasons like this could be happening. The one I wanted to really pin down the most is, well, they don't trust their receivers. Yeah. They haven't trusted their receivers. So what did I do for that? Well, let me go look at the Chiefs. Let me go see what the Chiefs are doing, because that's a team that shouldn't trust their receivers.
I have an absolutely crazy stat on the Chiefs and the run game for you.
Okay. Before you give that, I pulled them up. Same stat. Pass frequency over expected, given the downs and distances, like all the different situations. And you said the Bills had one down and distance, the situation where they're above expectation?
For passing, yes. For passing? Everything else is under expectation for pass frequency.
Yeah. Well, the Chiefs have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Where they're overpass?
Yeah, and 2 where they're not.
Yeah.
And 7, and their receivers stink.
Yeah.
They're worse than the Bills' receivers are. And by the way, the team they play this week, this one's not as surprising, because the Seahawks should be leaning into their passing game, because that is, like, it's their best unit. It's the lifeblood of their team. They are above expectation on everything except for 1. 2nd and 8+. They are, the one you mentioned, how after running for a first down, what are the Bills? They're minus 11% passing.
Yeah.
The Seahawks are plus 24%. Like, their bar is so far to the right, like, they needed to expand the thing. Because the Seahawks are passing the ball in almost every situation, like, more than you would think. More than most teams. So they're playing a pass-happy team.
So I saw a couple of numbers. Like, this is some deep stat stuff. But
this is on the Chiefs?
This is on the Chiefs. But it's kind of funny, and it struck me. Everybody sees the Chiefs, they're unbeaten, and they look terrible.
Yeah.
Why? One of the reasons why is the run game and what they do in the run game. And this is something they do well in the run game. Apparently, the Chiefs lead the league in runs of 4 to 9 yards. Right?
Okay.
Which is a good run play.
Yeah.
You run for 5, that's a success.
Yeah.
You run for 9, that's a success. The Chiefs lead the league in runs of 4 to 9 yards.
Okay.
In runs of 10 or more, they are 31st.
Wow. They just get to 9 yards and hit a wall.
Yes, right.
Like, they just fall down.
Carson Steele hits that ceiling, or whoever. Samaje Perine. That's a spot where I wonder about Pacheco coming back really energizing them when he's ready to go.
Yeah.
But they do run the ball well with almost no explosive runs. That's the Chiefs' offense. That's why.
That sounds to me like a team. I'm just guessing at this. That sounds to me like a team that is very good at blocking for their running backs. And when their running backs can get to open space, they're just not very good.
Maybe. Or it's a team that calls really nice run plays, but other defenses aren't too worried about their pass catchers.
Yeah.
So they can kind of key in more on the run. I mean, yesterday, I was off yesterday, and I listened to you guys talking with Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports, who maybe kind of referred to Patrick Mahomes as just a guy without his weapons that have lifted him, like Travis Kelce, Hall of Famer, like Tyreek Hill. And now he needs a lot of help here. He's not doing so well. He does not look like the same guy. And I've never heard anybody talk about Mahomes so, well, aggressively, or however you want to say it. But Kelce's interesting. Because he's another one. As we sit here and wonder, you know, are the Bills doing this because it's important to have Allen in January? And early in the season, it was wondered about the Chiefs, like, oh, they're doing this with Kelce because they just want to make sure, keep him healthy. He'll get the full workload once we get to, like, January. Maybe that's true, but DeAndre Hopkins is going to go in this week. He's going to play this week.
Yeah.
Andy Reid said, why wait? We'll see what that does for their offense. Anyway, 803-0550. That was improving the game plan. The Bills run it a lot. This might be a week where running the ball actually gives them the kind of results that they hope for week in and week out. And then you got Seattle, who, well, they throw over expectation.
They throw a ton.
DK Metcalf injury might change that. So, always a lot of factors.
Maybe. They can't. Their line is so bad. Their PFF's weekly offensive line rankings, they have the Seahawks 28th in the league. So, Bills, they have, I think, 6th, by the way.
Nice. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Football Friday. Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.